Thank you, folks. Thank you. Thank you. We love Albany. We love Albany, right? We love New York. We love our country. We really love our country. So I just want to thank everybody. And I know some of you have been out here for 9 hours, 10 hours. And there are thousands of people outside trying to get in. They're coming in. They're coming through our little machines. Unfortunately, I think it's time for us to start, right? So they'll be filling in. They should have gotten here 6 hours ago like you folks, right? Right? So we have an incredible thing going. We're doing amazingly well. New York is very important. Remember New York values when this character said with disdain and actually with hatred, and if you watch the way he said it during the debate, he knocked pretty viciously New York values. We have the greatest values. Nobody has values like us. And the country loves New York. And when we took the worst attack in the history of our nation, and we took that attack, and we were strong, and we were sharp, and we were loving, and we had heart, and we rebuilt downtown Manhattan, thousands and thousands of people were killed, and the police departments and the fire departments and everybody were so amazing. That's what New York values really is and really represents. We all know that. Great. USA, 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 USA. Really good. Really good. So, our country, as you know, doesn't win anymore. Where have we won? We lose on trade. We lose with our military. We can't beat ISIS. We lose with our vets. We don't take care of them. We lose on education. We're like at the bottom of the list. We lose in every conceivable way. Our health care is no good. Obamacare is a disaster. We're going to repeal it and replace it. And everywhere I go, this happens. I mean, we have a 20,000 people, more than 20,000 people here tonight. Everywhere we go, look at this. This is a major arena. This is a beautiful arena. I have to tell you, this is a beautiful arena. I've been to Albany so many times in my life. Oh, I don't want to talk about it. And by the way, we have a lot of our state senators here tonight. Raise your hands. We have so many of them. And these are great people. They've done a great job. I come up, you know, in the old days, I used to come up and say, I need this approval. I need that approval. I need this one. Now I'm on their side. I can't believe it. I'm a politician. I can't believe it. They're great people. These are great people. So, and I want to thank them all for being here. We have a lot of political people, a lot of our great representatives who do love New York and who do love our country a lot. So I just want to thank them all for being here. Thank you. So here's the problem. Let me tell you what the problem is. We're millions of votes ahead of Cruz. Millions. Millions. You don't hear that. These dishonest people up here don't tell you. I mean, I just watched. No, these are the most dishonest people. They're terrible. I mean, I just watched a report from CNN. It was so dishonest. It was so one-sided, so disgusting. And you know what? That's the way it goes. You almost say, how can I be in first place by a lot? They give us the most dishonest reporting. And that's the way it is, folks. That's the way it is. And we just get used to it. But I'm telling you, the media itself is so dishonest. And you know, honestly, and I do wonder, I'm millions of votes ahead, which they don't even talk about. They never even mention it. They talk about delegates. And I'm hundreds of delegates ahead. But the system, folks, is rigged. It's a rigged, disgusting, dirty system. It's a dirty system. And only a non-politician would say it, because I don't care. Look, if it doesn't happen, I'm here for one reason. Make America great again. That's the only reason. That's the only reason. And if for some reason the genius of the voter says, you know what, we'll pick somebody else, we'll pick one of these politicians that's totally bought and sold by their special interests and their lobbyists. A guy like Cruz is an example. He didn't put on his personal financial disclosure form that he borrowed $1 million from Goldman Sachs and Citibank. He doesn't put it. He doesn't talk about it. So it's down on his and he doesn't do it. And then he'll go out and say, I will stop the banks. I will, you know, like he's Robin Hood. This is not Robin Hood. This is a bad guy. This is not Robin Hood. Lion Ted Cruz. We call him Lion Ted Cruz for a reason. He's a liar. And he misrepresents everything, including Ben Carson, who's a great guy. Remember in Iowa where Ted Cruz said Ben Carson has left the race during the election? And people said, oh, he left the race. Oh, okay, I'll vote for you. I like Ben Carson. Ben Carson's a great guy who's never forgotten what happened to him by Ted Cruz. And Ben Carson endorsed me recently. And we love having that endorsement. But Ben has never forgotten what took place. He was totally in the race. He was doing great. And Ted Cruz and his people, and Cruz knew all about it. And you know what he does right after the race, right after the election takes place? This is election day. Right after the election takes place, he calls up and he said, oh, I'd like to apologize. I didn't know anything about it. He knew everything about it. He's lying, Ted Cruz, folks. Remember that. And he does not like New York, and he does not like the people of New York, and that came out loud and clear. All you had to do is forget about his words. His words were New York values. Take a look at the scorn on his face when he said it. Am I right? So we have a rigged system. So in Colorado, they were going to vote. And you saw what's happened in Colorado. It's one of the big things. It's a fix, because we thought we were having an election, and a number of months ago, they decided to do it by, you know what, right? Right? They said, we'll do it by delegate. They said they're going to do it by delegate. Oh, isn't that nice? And the delegates were all there, all waiting, and the head guy, in fact, one of them, tweeted out today or said today by mistake, and then they withdrew it, something to the effect, see, never Trump. Look what we did. Never Trump. Because if I go to the voters of Colorado, we win Colorado. So it's a crooked, crooked system. You know, we think about democracy and we think about our country. Let me tell you a little secret as far as our country is concerned. We have a democracy, but we've got to keep our democracy, and we're going to do that. And it's very interesting. Take a look at Bernie Sanders, okay? You can have him. I don't want him. I don't want him. But take a look at Bernie Sanders running against, you talk about liars, I think Hillary might be worse than Ted. So I am no fan of Bernie Sanders. That I can tell you, all right? Although we agree on one thing, trade. We're getting ripped off on trade by everybody. The difference is I can do something about it. He doesn't know where to begin. But he is right. We're getting ripped off, and your jobs are going down the drain, folks. This country is being ripped so badly by every nation in the world. Any country we do business with, you name it, we come out on the bottom end, on the short end. But Bernie Sanders, so here's the story. Here's the story. Every day and every week I see, it's like me, every single week. Thank you. Thank you. Is there anything more fun than a Trump rally? And who else? This was said to me by one of the great musical geniuses. I won't tell you his name. I don't want to get in trouble. But he said, Donald, you're the greatest in the world. You're the only one that can fill an arena without a guitar, meaning without music. And look at this place. And I guess there's a little truth. So every weekend I see the results come in. Bernie Sanders wins, and he wins, and he wins. And then these people are saying he can't win because the system is rigged. All right, get him out of here. Get him out. Get him out. Get him out. Don't hurt him. Don't hurt him. Don't hurt that person. Yeah, you can get him out. Don't hurt him. Isn't it a shame? But it does make it exciting, right? Right? All right, get him out. I call them disruptors. You know, they're sent in here. They have professionally printed signs made by a printing press. And those are the people we don't worry about because they don't have it in their heart. I even wonder, are they paid? Are they paid? And I think probably they are. All right. Go ahead. Get them out. So, folks, here's the story. And you got to see it. And I love this state. And I love Albany, and I know Albany so well. But here's a couple of stats that I got, which are quite depressing, to put it mildly. And we're going to turn it around, and we're going to turn it around fast, because we are being decimated on every deal we make, whether it's protecting other nations with our military, which is never said correctly by the press. They say, I don't want to protect other nations. I do. It's just fine, but they've got to pay us. We're not going to do it for peanuts anymore. They've got to pay us. The median household income in New York State today is $3,700 less per year. Think of this. Inflation adjusted than in 1989, and we think it's probably 1980. So you're talking about many, many years ago, and your numbers are lower. And then they wonder, how come I can get 20,000 people to a rally in Albany? Last night I was in Rochester. We had 16 or 17,000 people. We had to send away 5,000 people. Tonight we have to send away 5,000 people. And let me tell you, when you hear these kind of statistics, the labor force participation rate in New York is only around 60%, the lowest level in many, many years. Listen to this. These are just stats right out of the book, folks. New York State has lost 3 out of every 4 manufacturing jobs that existed in 1960. 3 out of 4. And then they say, are you angry? And we're not angry, people. We're not angry. It's the same guy or whatever. It's the same guy. See, we wanted to be nice to him. This is what happens. Such a shame. You know, this is our arena for the next hour. It's a disgrace that somebody can behave like that. This is our arena. And, you know, he comes in, and then we say, okay, let him go, let him go. Let's be nice, let him listen. And then he starts up again. And a lot of times, folk, I have to tell you, this is what's happening on the border. This is what's happening with ISIS. This is what's happening to our country. and we can't let it happen. We've got to take our country back, folks. We've got to take it back. It's so sad. And then you have that guy walking out with his arms held high like he's a big shot, only because 10 years ago he couldn't have gotten away with that stuff. Believe me. Believe me. New York State has lost 350,000 manufacturing jobs since 1997. Think of it. 350,000 jobs. And you know where they go? They go to Mexico. They're going to China. They're going to Japan. They're going to everywhere except here. And we're not going to put up with it anymore, folks. We're going to straighten it out once and for all. Albany, which we love, Albany. We all love Albany, right? We want to see it do well. Albany lost another 1,500, think of that, 1,500 private sector jobs just last year. That's a lot, 1,500 jobs last year. Now, Cruz and Kasich, they support TPP. TPP, by the way, is a disaster. TPP is a disaster for New York, and it shouldn't be approved. My two opponents totally support it, 100%. I totally am against it, along with another group of smart people. We've had enough problems with NAFTA. It's cleaned out your state. It's cleaned out the country. And TPP is going to be worse. It's enough with these horrible trade deals. They're done by people that are getting taken care of. They're done by special interests. They're done by lobbyists that have totally control Cruz and everybody else in the Senate practically. All right? Practically. And I want to tell you, folks, we're not going to put up with it because we're not going to have a country left. We're not going to have our jobs left. We're going to be taking jobs. What we've done in Mexico, if you look at what's going on in Mexico, day after day you read about another company going to Mexico. Well, let me tell you something. The politicians are sitting in Washington now for years trying to figure out what can we do. And I'm a free trader, but you can only free trade if you have really smart people on your side. And we don't. We have a group of losing people like I've never seen in my life before. And we're going to change it around. We're going to have the finest people, the smartest people in our country. And I know who they are. And we're going to make great, great trade deals. And by the way, and the jobs are going to be coming back here. They're not going anywhere else. And here's what happens. When they announce they're going to Mexico, we're going to congratulate the people in their wonderful deal. And then we're going to say, but when you send your product into the United States, you're going to have a 35% tax. And you know what's going to happen? They won't leave. They will not leave. Yeah, get them out. Get them out. So we're going to set up the smartest truffet. We are going to be so good. We're going to be all over the world. They're going to be talking about the miracle of the United States. Because we're going down now, folks. We're going in the wrong direction. We're sitting on a massive bubble. And when it pops, it's going to be horrible and it's going to be ugly. China. We have a trade deficit with China of over $500 billion a year. We have rebuilt China. We have a trade deficit with Mexico of $58 billion a year. And then these politicians that don't know what they're doing, they have no clue. They said to me at one of the debates, one of them, I won't even embarrass him, he came up, "You can't get Mexico to pay for the wall. How do you do that?" I say, do you know we have a trade deficit of $58 billion? The wall is going to cost $10 billion. $58 billion is every single year. And that doesn't include the drugs that are pouring into our country, poisoning our youth. They're poisoned with this crap. 15,000 Border Patrol people last week just endorsed me because they said Trump is the best on the border they've ever seen. 15,000 incredible Border Patrol who can do their job, but they're told to stand back, let people pour into our country. We are going to stop that so fast. Even before we start the wall, it's going to stop. Believe me. Sheriff Joe Arpaio, you know Joe. We love Joe. From Arizona, he endorsed Donald Trump. There's nobody better or tougher or smarter on the border. And he endorsed Trump. So look, we're going to have strong borders. We're going to bring our country back. You can't have a country unless you have borders. And we don't have borders. So let me just tell you something. We're going to build a wall, the likes of which you've never seen before. And people... And people won't be driving their pickup trucks through the wall or over the wall. Did you ever see that? The trucks go over, they unload the drugs, and then they go back. So we get the drugs, and they get the money. Not very good, folks. That's going to all change, and it's going to change so fast. Did you see the Mexican president, the former Mexican president? Did you see that? Vicente. So... he said, there is no way that we're going to pay for the... Then he used the F-bomb, right? Can you imagine if I used the F-bomb, what would have happened? Nobody even talked about it. But we've made progress because 2 years ago, he used to say, there's no way we're going to build a wall. Now he just says, there's no way we're going to pay for the wall. Trust me, they're going to pay for the wall, folks. They're going to pay for the wall. Believe me. And you know what? I have great relationships with Mexico, with Hispanics. Thousands and thousands of Hispanics work for me. They're great, great people. They're going to vote for me. When I won the state of Nevada, and I won it big, they took a poll of the Hispanics. And who won the poll? Donald Trump. Because they're smart. And they know I'm going to bring jobs back to our country. And I'm going to bring them back fast. Okay? Fast. So when this all began on June 16th, I was talking about borders, I was talking about the wall, I was talking about a lot of things, and boy, was I receiving heat. Now everybody's saying, you know, the wall's a good idea, my opponents. The other day, Cruz said, we have to build a wall. Can you believe this guy? First of all, he's never going to build it. Never going to build it. Never going to build it. Never. It's all words. Because one of the special interest groups is going to say, you can't do that. We gave you millions of dollars. There's no way you can force a wall down everybody's throat. We need it. When I won the state of New Hampshire, the people in New Hampshire are incredible. They came to me and they said, we have a tremendous drug problem coming across the southern border. I said, let me tell you something. If I become president, we're going to stop that problem. We're going to stop it. Very weak voice. Isn't it incredible? But don't we love it? Don't we love it? I love it. You know, the only way the cameras show how many people are in a place like this is protesters. So we love our protesters, right? Otherwise, those crooked cameras, those crooked people... they're almost as bad as a lot of the people we have to deal with in politics. Otherwise, these crooked people, they never show how many people are in the arena. They don't show it. I'd get them out. Get them out. Ah, these people. You know, I really believe if I sat down with these people, assuming they're legit, but I happen to believe they were sent here. Because, you know, when I look at Bernie... And I'm just going to say it again. So every time I turn on the television, it says, Bernie wins, Bernie wins, Bernie wins this one, Bernie wins Wyoming, Bernie wins here, Bernie wins there, but he can't win. And I say, oh, it's rigged, just like ours, it's rigged. It's disgusting. And now he's saying bad things about Hillary, and he's really correct. He says she doesn't have the judgment to be president. And you know what? She got us into Libya. You look at Benghazi. You look at her war in Iraq, the yes vote. Let's go into Iraq, she said, and she voted for Iraq and lots of other things. The one thing I agree with him on then, other than trade, but again, he can't do anything about it. The one thing I agree, he's absolutely right. Hillary Clinton does not have the judgment to be president. She doesn't have the judgment, believe me. You look at her decisions, they have been so bad and they've been so wrong. I so look forward to running against, getting rid of these guys and running against Hillary, all right? And you know what? In the meantime, there's being so much pressure, like in Colorado, which was a total fix. There's so much. The people all wanted to vote. They took away their votes. It's the biggest political story out there. I don't know if you're reading the papers or see. It's one of the great political stories. They took away their vote, and they gave it to these delegates. And I want to tell you, folks, what they did is really turned out, I think, it's going to come back to haunt them. Because people are not going to take it anymore. We're not going to take it anymore. It's a corrupt system. It's a totally corrupt, rigged system. You know, I give the example. In Louisiana, which I was not supposed to win. In Louisiana, I went there. I campaigned for 4 or 5 days. We had rallies just like this. Thousands and thousands of people. I end up winning Louisiana. And then when everything is done, I find out I get less delegates than this guy that got his ass kicked, okay? Give me a break. Really disgusting. So it's a very sick system. And I'll tell you what, maybe in addition to winning, maybe we'll clean up the system so that in future years we can have an honest contest. We might be able to clean up this dirty, rotten, disgusting system. So when I began this process on June 16th, I never did this before. It takes guts to run for president, believe me. But when I started, I was looking at borders. I was looking at trade deals. Those were my two primary things. And then you had a thing called Paris. And then you had other things happen and tremendous crime all over the world. And you had radical Islamic terrorism, which our president refuses to use the name. And you can't clean up a problem if you don't even want to say what the problem is. You can't do it. You can't do it. So we have a big problem, and it's got to be cleaned up. And I didn't want to go into Iraq. I said it's going to destabilize the entire Middle East, and that's right. But the way Obama got us out was a disgrace. He gave a date. We will be out. The enemy went back. He gave a specific date. And then he took everybody instead of leaving some behind. And what a mess we have. We just handed Iran. We gave it to them on a silver platter. They've wanted it for decades and decades. We gave it to them on a silver platter. We handed them Iraq. That was even better than the deal. They hoodwinked us where we paid $150 billion. They kept the prisoners far too long. They should have let those prisoners go before we ever, ever started negotiating. The Iran deal is a disaster. Now, on top of that, they get Iraq. And you know what's going to happen, folks? They're going to take over Yemen, and they want Yemen because of the long border with Saudi Arabia, and they want the oil in Saudi Arabia. And we're weak and we're ineffective. Now, here's what happens. Here's what happens. Some of the newspapers, some were actually pretty honest about it, but they talked to me about military defense. Do you know that we defend Germany? We defend Japan. We defend South Korea. We defend Saudi Arabia. Now, Saudi Arabia is a good one because Saudi Arabia, these are money machines. These are behemoths. Saudi Arabia was making, when the oil was high, $1 billion a day. They have more money than you could ever imagine. They have some of the largest funds in the world. We're defending them for practically nothing, folks. And you know what? If you had the right messenger, they wouldn't be there for 2 weeks if it wasn't for us. They wouldn't be there for 2 weeks if you had the right messenger. We'd be reimbursed the money that we should be reimbursed for saving a very wealthy nation. We owe $19 trillion. It's going up to $21 trillion because of the horrible, horrible budget that 3 months ago the Republicans approved. That's going up to $21 trillion, folks, very quickly. We funded in that budget Obamacare. We funded in that budget people coming in from Syria. Where did they come from? There's no documentation. There's no paperwork. We funded in that budget all sorts of things, including people coming into our country illegally. Do you know that we have, right now, we take care of illegal immigrants better than we take care of, in many cases, our veterans? We love our veterans. It's not going to happen anymore. It's not going to happen anymore. So Paris happened. Then the tragedy in California happened, where you have the young man and the young woman became radicalized. They killed their 14 co-workers who gave them a party just before for their child that was born. And we said, folks, there's something wrong. And we're either going to get smart, and we're going to get vigilant, and we're going to get tough, or we are not going to have a country anymore. We're not going to have a country. And as far as the people coming in from Syria, do you remember when they said it was 3,000? Well, now it's, do you remember I said a much, much greater number? Everyone said, oh, it's so ridiculous what he's saying. Guess what, folks? I happen to be right. We're taking them in by the thousands, and we have no idea where they're coming from and who they're representing. Do you ever look at the Great Migration, that line? And it's a sad thing. And we should build a zone someplace, a safe zone in Syria, do something, and have the Gulf states fund it. I don't want to fund it. We're going to have the Gulf states fund it. We'll be responsible, but have somebody else put up the money. Because we don't have the money, folks. We've dissipated our jobs. We've dissipated our money. So we have the Gulf states do it. But did you ever see the migration that comes in, and you see all of the cell phones? Where do they get cell phones? And you see the symbols on the cell phones. You know what the symbols are, right? Many, many very terrible symbols. And the ISIS flag is a symbol on many. And we take these people. How stupid are we, folks? How stupid? How long is it going to take before we figure it out? We can't let it happen anymore. Just like Albany, just like this state that I love, just like I look at what's going on, I see the jobs just fleeing, but they're fleeing the whole country. But actually, New York State is probably hit just about the worst in the whole United States. Do you remember when they wanted me to run for governor? And I said, I'll run, but I'm going to take care of New York State. And I said, but I don't want to go through primaries, because if I go through a primary, oh, look at that. Oh, there we have one. Go ahead. Yeah, get him out of here, please. Get them out. See, he stands there smiling because he knows nobody's going to touch him. You know, he's protected, right? All right, don't hurt him, but get him out. Get him out. Get him out. These guys are standing there taunting all of us, folks. They stand there and they taunt us all. What a shame. And then the dishonest media will say, oh, Trump was very, very tough. He was so tough. He raised his voice. He's allowed to scream. He's allowed to throw punches. But if we do anything, it's like the worst thing I've ever seen. The worst. You know the truth, because they like to make a big deal. Our rallies are among the most safe rallies you could ever attend, because we protect each other. And they're the most safe rallies you'll ever, ever see. I'd get him out. Get him out. So, I'm telling you, these are the safest places you'll ever be. These are the safest rallies you're ever going to see. And I really mean it. They try and build it up like, oh, there were protests. These are the safest rallies. Yeah, leave him alone. Don't worry about it. Send him back home to mom. So, I have to tell you, this is such an amazing, these are my people. I love these people. Love them. Not everybody loves us, but we love each other, right? And I'm proud of New York, and I'm proud of the people in New York. And you know what? The whole country and the whole world is proud of New York. I'm telling you that. I know it. I'm all over the world. And I will tell you, the whole country is proud of New York. Everything it represents, what they've done. We just love you, folks. We really love you. So it started with the trade. Then it started, as I said, then it started with all sorts of borders and protection and walls. Then after Paris and after California, polls started coming out. And they said, we love Trump and the military. And I'll do so great. Women for Trump. Hold that high. Women for Trump. Oh. Nobody, by the way, nobody respects women more than Donald Trump. That I can tell you. You know, I wanted to grab the television the other night and hug it. There was a woman from this area, and the press came up, and they said, what does it take for you to say bad against Donald Trump or to go against him? And she was standing there on one of the stations with a lot of her friends behind her. She said, stop. Don't even talk. There is nothing he can do that would make me vote against him. We love Donald Trump, and he'll protect us, and he'll be great to women. And I wanted to go up and grab the television set and hug it. So I think what's going to happen, and you're starting to see it because polls are going to be phenomenal when they start coming out. Once I get rid of the first two and we can focus on whoever the enemy is, again, it's a rigged deal, so it's probably going to be Hillary. I don't think the emails will take her down because she's being protected by the Democrats. It would take anybody else down, but it's not going to take her down because she's being protected by the Democrats, which is a disgrace. But she's going to have to live with that when she runs, because everybody knows that she is guilty as hell, okay? Everybody. Her whole life has been a big, fat, beautiful lie. It's been a terrible, terrible lie. Everything about her is a lie. So let's see how she does. We don't want to waste a lot of time. A lot of people say there's no way she can escape the email scandal. Let's see what happens, folks. I say she escapes it because she's being protected. And you know what? To General Petraeus and to all of the people that have suffered so badly and so greatly for doing far less than what she did, I only feel very badly for them. It's so unfair, so totally unfair. Remember that. So So here's the story, folks. We are going to start winning again, our country. We are going to make great trade deals. We're going to have Apple building their product in the United States, not in China and Vietnam and all over. We're not going to let them get away with the devaluations that are absolutely not allowed under any form of agreement, especially an honorable agreement. We're not going to let them. They are killing us with their currency, so many countries, in particular Japan and in particular China. They are killing us, absolutely destroying us with currency devaluation because they are great chess players. And we don't have people that even know how to play checkers, folks. We don't have a clue what they're doing to us. We don't have a clue. I'm going to get that taken care of so fast. And you know the amazing thing? Here it is. We've rebuilt China. They've made fortunes and fortunes. It's the single greatest robbery, what China has done to the United States at any time in the history of the world. We have rebuilt China. You go to China and other countries, you'll see trains that go 300 miles an hour. You'll see bridges that make our bridges like obsolete. And many of our bridges are in danger of coming down. Look at the reports. They need work. We don't have money to take care of our infrastructure. We've spent trillions and trillions of dollars in the Middle East. And if our politicians went on vacation, if they went to the beach for the last 10, 12, 15 years, we'd be much stronger in the Middle East than we are right now. Right now, it's a mess, a total mess, done by incompetent people and totally incompetent leadership. So here's what we're going to do, folks. We're going to start winning again, and I mean winning big league. We're going to win with our military. We're going to build it bigger and better and stronger than ever before. And we're going to knock the hell out of ISIS and be done with it. And when we take care of our military, we're going to take care of our great veterans who have been so badly mistreated. But our military is going to, again, be so proud that nobody's going to mess with us again, folks. It's over. They toy with us. They toy with us. These other countries are toying with us, and they don't give you the really right word on what's happening and what should be happening. One little example. I said Japan. No, I love Japan. Many friends in Japan. I'm all for Japan. I don't mind protecting Japan, but they have to pay up. The next day in the New York Times and the papers, the Washington Post, they have something. Donald Trump wants to let Japan go nuclear. I said, what does that have to do? These are lying, lying people. Yesterday, they did a story in the Times, and they didn't talk about the economics. We have a thing called NATO. They asked me recently on television about NATO. I said, it's obsolete, and we pay too much. And to be honest with you, folks, I know so much about government and our government that without knowing as much about NATO as some of the experts, I knew I was right. And now the experts are saying, many of them, you know, Trump was right. It is obsolete. You know, that was done for the Soviet Union and other reasons. And now I was right because we have 28 countries in NATO. And many of them aren't paying. They're not paying their share. So we're protecting them, and they're laughing at the stupidity of our country and our leaders. And they're getting away with murder. And people, some of the experts say, you know, sometimes, did you ever do this? That you're so close to something, you don't even see what's going on, right? It happens. So I said, we pay too much. People are not. And by the way, I want reimbursement. I'm going to say very nicely, I promise, I'll be very nice. Very nice. But I'm going to say to these countries, folks, we've been carrying you for many years. You have not been paying what you're supposed to pay. And I won't say, do you think we're stupid? Because I know the answer is yes, we think you have been stupid. But now, Mr. President, we think you're brilliant. I can't believe nobody's asked us. But I want the money. But I want the money that's delinquent. I want the money that's in arrears, okay? And we're going to get the money, and we're going to get it nicely. And you know what, folks? You always have to be prepared to walk. And if they don't pay the money, we want them out, okay? Because we can't afford to do what we did 40 years ago. We can't afford to do what we did 30 and 20 and 25 years ago. If they don't want to pay, we say lots of luck. Enjoy your lives. And let me tell you what's going to happen. They're going to wait about a day or two, and then we're going to get the biggest, fattest, most beautiful checks you've ever seen. And we're going to start paying off our debt, and we're going to start balancing our budgets, and we're going to run this country. You are going to be so proud of our country. So here's the story. You're going to be proud of our military. We're going to win. You're going to be proud of how we take care of our vets, and they're going to love me. And they do now. I get almost unanimous veteran support. You're going to be proud of our border, and you're going to be proud of that wall. We're going to make it so beautiful that someday, big, powerful, and beautiful, it's going to be named maybe the Trump Wall, so I have to make it good. I have to make it good. We're going to take care of education. We're going to get rid of Common Core. We're going to get it out of Washington. We're going to bring it local. We are going to bring it local. We're going to terminate Obamacare and replace it with something that's great and much less expensive. By the way, you know, when the other candidates come up, if they have 300 people, they're like, it's a lot of people. Look at this group. And on Monday night, and tomorrow, I have two stops, upstate New York. We have a stop on Long Island. We were in Bethpage. We had 21,000. We love Bethpage. Oh, look at them. They followed us. They followed us from Bethpage. We were on Long Island. We had 20,000, 21,000 people. Thousands of people couldn't get into this massive building. This is what's going on. We have got ourselves a movement, folks, and it's a movement toward intelligence. It's a movement toward the good of the country. It's a movement toward making America great again. That's what it is. So, look, here's the story. Here's the story. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So here's the story. Next Tuesday, you're going to go out and vote. And I'm not a politician. You ever hear these guys? Maybe even some of our senators, but I give them an excuse, okay? But did you ever hear them where they say, it doesn't matter who you vote for. This is a great democracy. Well, we found out in Colorado and in other places, this is not a democracy like we're supposed to have. We're going to make it a better democracy, all right? A better and a fair democracy. And we're not going to have rigged elections in the Republican Party anymore, and we'll let the Democrats take care of themselves. But here's what we do. Here's what we do. We are going to start winning again, folks. And you're going to say, this was one of the great evenings of your life, and it's going to lead you to vote. And by the way, if you are thinking of voting somebody else, I don't think there are too many in this room. Is there anybody in this room that's going to vote for other than Donald Trump? Is there? That's pretty good. I see a couple of protesters. They're not raising their hand. They don't have the courage. But some of our people are pointing to them. All right, look. Should we do the pledge? Should we do the pledge? Right? Raise your hand. Just raise it a little bit. Don't go too high, because they make that into something other than just a little pledge. I promise that I, on Tuesday, will vote for Donald Trump and will make this country great again. Go ahead. All right. Look, you're going to be so proud of your country if I get in. You're going to be so proud of your president, and I don't care about that. But you are going to be so proud of your country, because we're going to turn it around and we're going to start winning again. We're going to win so much. We're going to win at every level. We're going to win economically. We're going to win with the economy. We're going to win with military. We're going to win with health care and for our veterans. We're going to win with every single facet. We're going to win so much, you may even get tired of winning. And you'll say, please, please, it's too much winning. We can't take it anymore. Mr. President, it's too much. And I'll say, no, it isn't. We have to keep winning. We have to win more. We're going to win more. We're going to win so much. I love you, Albany. Get out and vote. You will be so happy. I love you. Thank you. Thank you.